Reverend Jane Wood is in the studio. Hello.
Hello. Good to be here.
You used to teach.
Yes, I did, Carl. Yes, before I was vicaring, I was a teacher. I used to teach little people. I started off teaching in Doncaster. That was in 1973, so I'm showing my age now. And then I had a little time off to have some children. And then I came back and I used to teach at Allenmouth at Mrs. Mountain School, which was a school that me and my good friend Hilda Blythe ran together. And we were sort of joint heads. And we had lots of fun and great times then. And then I taught at St. Oswald's School in Alnwick as well. So,
Hey, local.
Yes.
Say local. Apparently you were a vicar at Denton before coming to St. Paul's. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Well, what happens with vicaring, once you've trained, you go and you do a bit more training, but kind of on the job, if you like. I was a curate then at Denton at the west of Newcastle for 3 years before I came to North Sunderland.
Down in the town?
Yes, on the toon.
So you must have been here about, at Sea Houses about 7 years. That's St. Paul's, which is in North Sunderland. Is it St. Ebba's?
St. Ebba's, yeah.
Ebba's. And the youth hostel, which you have at St. Paul's at North Sunderland, it's also a lot of work for one person.
Well, it sort of is. You just have to be organised, Carl, that's all. You just got to decide, this is what I'm doing today. And it doesn't always work like that. I have this scheme where, I'll spend one day here and one day there, but things overtake you sometimes and you just have to go with the flow and do whatever goes. But we always get finished what we need to do anyway.
Because there's lots of things going there in the summer, like the kids.
Yeah, we have a big thing called Staying Alive in the summer in August. And we have 100 young people there. Some sleep inside the hostel, some camp outside. And
yes, in the garden.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, I like camping, actually.
Yes, good.
When you came to North Sunderland, it must have seemed quite a huge task for you to take on. Could you tell us what you've done when being at St. Paul's? One is helping young children get involved with church. Is that?
Well, yeah, I think that's where my heart lies, really. I think it's the teacher in me still. You know, once a teacher, always a teacher. You never forget that. So yeah, we've done a lot of things with little people, and we've enjoyed that, and we've now got Beavers and Cubs up and running as well. So that's something that I'm really pleased with. And we had a sleepover last Friday night. And
I love a good sleepover.
Oh, well, it wasn't much sleeping done, you can imagine. A stayover, shall we say. But I'm sure the kids enjoyed it. They were all rather tired by Saturday, but it was good. But yes, we've done that, and also getting involved in the schools roundabout. I think that's important. Yeah.
So how did you become a vicar? It's the all-important question, really.
The million-dollar question. Well, I love teaching, and I was one of those very lucky people that didn't stop teaching because they didn't enjoy it. I just loved it. But I just had this kind of you can only describe as an itch, really, that I wanted to do something more. And just through talking to other people, it seemed, oh, gosh, there's somebody, am I supposed to be a vicar? So I went and I trained. I did a thing called NEOC, which is the Northeast Ordination Course. And I carried on working at the same time. It's like the Open University. So up and down to Newcastle through the week. It was enjoyable, or good fun. Met some nice people while I did it.
Good, good. You are leaving Sea Houses or North Sunderland?
Yes, I am. Yeah, that's kind of what we do. We don't stay forever in one place in what we do. So I'm heading south to the deep south. As far as Monk's Eaton, yes, all the way there. So not a huge move, but it'll be very different because it's a very, very big parish, so it'll be a different sort of setup to what there is here.
But that's the only thing with moving around, because you would just sort of get set in and get everything the way that you like it, and for about a month, and then you'll be away.
Well, so that's it. Yes, you just have to, just when you think, oh, I've got everything sussed, you get the call to go off somewhere else and start all over again. Yeah, challenge.
My gran, by the way, Nurse Jane, and she said you will be very, very sadly missed.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I'll miss everybody here as well. You do. But that's just kind of what you have to do. You have to.
It's a very sad thing, moving away, especially once you get all the friends and stuff like that, and then you've got to just get the phone call. You're on for another couple of months or something like that, and you just
Yeah, that's right, it is.
Man, you're not hundreds of miles away, though, are you?
That's right, we're not, no. And it's a nice place to come back and visit, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sorry. Yeah. I don't see the point, really, in coming to see houses.
It's the fish and chips.
And just so you know, I was talking to Jane while the music was on, you see. And we're talking about being a vicar isn't just a two-hour job on a Sunday morning. It's a bit more, isn't it?
Well, it is. I like to kid people on that it's just 2 hours on a Sunday morning. But if I'm perfectly honest, there is a lot more to it than that. A lot of my time I've spent visiting people. And nobody knows that you do that. You're just out and about visiting people and getting to know people. And if people have got problems or have happy times as well. Weddings and baptisms and all that kind of thing. So, yes, I suppose it's more like a seven-day-a-week job, really, if I'm honest. With a couple of hours off rather than...
You got to go to bed and that's it.
That's about it, really, yes.
So you're moving away from Seattle. That's very sad news, actually. So I'm sure you will be missed.
Well, thanks very much. I've had a lovely time at Sea Houses. It's been great stuff. I'm very lucky. I've enjoyed teaching and I've enjoyed my time at Sea Houses. And goodness knows what's going to happen next. That's
it's a very exciting bit. Thank you very, very much for coming in.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.